We've got some snow showers likely, with a chance of freezing rain in the morning, then rain or snow showers likely in the afternoon. A snow accumulation tomorrow around an inch is possible, with highs in the upper 30s. A chance of snow tomorrow or rain is at 70%. And tomorrow night, mostly cloudy, with a chance of snow and rain showers going into the evening, lows in the upper 20s. Monday is Martin Luther King Jr. Day. Mostly cloudy in the morning with partly sunny in the afternoon, highs in the lower 30s, a few clouds that evening, lows near 15. This is 90.5 FM WJFF Radio Catskill. Stay tuned. Now and Then is coming right up. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York. RiverReporterOnline.com. I'm Kathy Geary. Welcome to Now and Then. Today's program features the music, the songwriting, and the singing of the various members of Fleetwood Mac.
Where would I be without you? If I not heard your laughter, maybe I wouldn't love you. If I not sung your music, I'd not come rolling after you.
Fleetwood Mac. That song is called Without You, and it was written by Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks. Now, Fleetwood Mac just released that studio recording in April of 2013, and that marks their very first studio material in over 10 years. That's a decade. Also in 2013, Fleetwood Mac went out on a tour that year to support the new recordings and just generally to play together. They went to 34 cities, starting in Columbus, Ohio. In an interview in Rolling Stone with Andy Green back in May of 2013, Lindsey Buckingham had some interesting things to say about the recording of that new music. The song we just heard, Without You, is really a song that's about 40 years old. Here's what Lindsey has to say about the song, Without You. Quote, Stevie and I had a little disagreement over when it was written. It definitely predates our involvement in Fleetwood Mac. I believe it was written when we were in the process of culling material for a possible second Buckingham Nicks album, before we were dropped by Polydor. She claims it was written earlier, but I'm not so sure. But it's a very sweet song that really harkens back to a time when we were far more innocent. She's writing to me, and it's about our relationship when we'd only been together for a very short time. I'm not really sure how the song resurfaced. She bought it in one day, and she brought it by my house. And John McVie and Mick Fleetwood didn't really work on it, but there's kind of an appropriateness in doing something that predates Fleetwood Mac, because at this stage in time, Stevie and I have more of a connection than we've had for quite a while. That's a nice thing. So it's always fascinating to hear new music by Fleetwood Mac. What an interesting band. Mick Fleetwood is the drummer. And the band has gone through so many different personnel lineups over time. But they continue to have a consistent sound, which is really interesting given the fact that there's really three major songwriters in that band, Stevie Nicks being one of them, Lindsey Buckingham, and various other people that were in the band. But let's go back to when they first started in the mid-60s. There was a really amazing band in England called John Mayall and the Blues Breakers. And in 1967 in London, the Blues Breakers band consisted of Peter Green on guitar, Mick Fleetwood on drums, John McVie on bass, and then John Mayall, and that was the Blues Breakers. Well, if you know anything about Fleetwood Mac history, three of the founding members of Fleetwood Mac were in Blues Breakers, and they leave Blues Breakers, and they start their own band with Peter Green on lead guitar. You know, at the time, it was Eric Clapton and Peter Green had this huge cult following as these the guitar players of the time. And so when Fleetwood Mac started, it was really a guy band. And it was really a blues band. They started out just doing blues covers and stuff. They released a couple of albums in that configuration. Let's see, they released two albums. The first album was in 1968, Peter Green's Fleetwood Mac. That same year, Mr. Wonderful. But it was the following year when they released Then Play On that they started to get international success. Well, Peter Green wrote a lot of the music on Then Play On. They started to do the original songs. And I happen to have a really interesting recording of a song, a live performance with Fleetwood Mac from 1969. They're performing a song. Peter Green is singing and playing lead guitar. The song is called Oh Well. And it was originally released on the Then Play On album. But just to get a feel of what I'm talking about, a guy band, a blues band, let's listen to a little bit of Peter Green's Oh Well live.
Shape I'm in. I can't sing, I ain't pretty, and my legs are thin. But don't ask me what I think of you. I might not give the answer that you want me to.
Yeah, that's wild. Man, that's just wild rock and roll. And Peter Green is just burning on lead guitar. And that's how Fleetwood Mac starts. Lots of testosterone, just wild and everything. They added another guitar player to the band, a man named Danny Kirwan. Now, you know that today you were treated to an extra long version of the theme song that I use here for Now and Then. That theme song is called Earl Grey, and that is a Fleetwood Mac recording, and Danny Kirwan wrote that instrumental song. And he joins the band, and they release the album called Kiln House in 1970. Now, because he has such a unique musical style, he really starts to steer Fleetwood Mac away from just straight blues stuff. There's a woman named Christine Perfect, and she does the cover artwork for the Fleetwood Mac Kiln House album. And she marries the bass player, John McVie. And by the time they release the Future Games album in 1971, she is now a member of the band. That would be John McVie on bass. She's Christine McVie on keyboards. Danny Kerwin on lead guitar. By this time, Peter Green had left the band. And of course, Mick Fleetwood, always Mick Fleetwood on drums. So this is the beginning of a softening of the sound of Fleetwood Mac. We're going to listen to a track from the Fleetwood Mac Future Games album. This song is called The Sands of Time, and it's written by Danny Kerwin, and Christine McVie is on keyboards in this album. This is Future Games, Sands of Time.
Thank you.
Fleetwood Mac, Future Games, 1971, The Sands of Time, written by Danny Kirwan. I'm Kathy Geary. You're listening to Now and Then, today's program. We're delving into some of the history and the music of Fleetwood Mac. It's interesting, you know, Fleetwood Mac, they signed to Warner Brothers' Reprise label, but they actually had a chance to sign with the Beatles on the Apple label, which is, I think, a real interesting thing to make the decision not to go with Apple. But their manager at the time, Clifford Davis, decided to go with Warner Brothers. And it's really curious because you wonder, you know, like, what was the connection to Apple? Well, it turns out that Mick Fleetwood and George Harrison were brother-in-laws at the time. They married sisters, Jenny Boyd Fleetwood and Patty Boyd Harrison. So that's an interesting connection between Mick Fleetwood and George Harrison. We'll be hearing more about that shortly in the program. That should get you curious. All right, so they're assigned to Warner Brothers, and they're in England. But for one reason or another, Fleetwood Mac decides that Warner Brothers is just not doing everything they can for their career and that they need to move to Los Angeles. So they pack up everything, and what starts out as a British band ends up out in Los Angeles in California. And people are coming and going in the band. You know, Kirwan leaves the band. Mick Fleetwood is looking around for a possible replacement. You know, he needs a guitar player. And he he's at Sound City in Van Nuys, California. And the engineer for this track plays him a song called Frozen Love, which is from an album called Buckingham Nicks. And there it is. Mick Fleetwood really likes it. He gets in touch with the guitarist, Lindsey Buckingham, and he invites him to join Fleetwood Mac. And it's interesting. They were at the studio at the same time that day. And Lindsey agreed to join, but he had one condition, that his musical partner and girlfriend, Stephanie Nicks, was also supposed to become part of the band. And so there we have the new version of Fleetwood Mac. Now, there's a lot of female energy in this band. We've got Stevie Nicks. We've got Christine McVie, John McVie on bass, Mick Fleetwood on drums. So there's something very, very essential about the drumming of Mick Fleetwood. And there's something about the energy and the danceability and the infectious nature of these Fleetwood Mac songs. A lot of it has to do with just his approach to the drums. There's an incredible loping style. On the tracks that he plays on, it's unmistakable that Mick Fleetwood has this really amazing style as a drummer. So all of these songwriters start contributing material to Fleetwood Mac, and they become incredibly popular. Their Rumors album, the first album with Buckingham, with Lindsey Buckingham and Stevie Nicks, was their 1975 self-titled Fleetwood Mac, followed by Rumors in 1977, Tusk in 1979. And all three of them are contributing songs to the band. So let's listen to, and this is considered for some reason the golden age, the height of Fleetwood Mac. Let's listen to a song from their 1979 Tusk album. It's the title track, and it's written by Lindsey Buckingham. This is Fleetwood Mac, Tusk.
Thank you.
Yeah, Tusk by Lindsey Buckingham. They're getting pretty experimental by this time. It's interesting how, you know, to hear how the music changes over time. So Fleetwood Mac, incredibly successful. Right about this time, solo projects start happening. Mick Fleetwood goes to Africa and records an entire album in Ghana in 1981. Mick Fleetwood goes to Africa. Like, okay, you know, you think of some of the collaborations with pop musicians when Paul Simon goes to Africa and records Graceland in 1985. It's like, you know, groundbreaking, huge stuff. Stuart Copeland actually goes and records the Rhythmatist. But Mick Fleetwood was there before anybody else. And he records an album with a lot of the local African musicians. And it's really interesting because his brother-in-law, George Harrison, shows up and records as well. So Mick Fleetwood's solo album from 1981 is called The Visitor. We're going to be listening to two tracks. You know, at the beginning of the show, I talked about how Fleetwood Mac started and that Peter Green and Mick Fleetwood were the founding members. Well, even though Peter Green had left the band, he comes along and records a song that he wrote called Rattlesnake Shake. And this song had actually appeared on the Fleetwood Mac album in 1969, Then Play On. But this is a new version recorded for Mick Fleetwood's solo album with George Hawkins on bass. Peter Green is playing lead guitar and singing the lead vocals. After that, we're going to hear another track from the same album called Walk a Thin Line. Now, this is also a cover that Mick Fleetwood is doing from the Fleetwood Mac album. In fact, this comes from the Tusk album, which we just heard. This song is also by Lindsey Buckingham. But in this recording, Mick is playing drums. George Hawkins is singing the lead vocal and playing bass. And George Harrison is playing 12-string guitar and slide guitar. So two tracks from the Mick Fleetwood solo album, The Visitor.
You got the rock. Yeah, I wanna be a rocking horse. I made me think you like a road. You make me dig it in more. She's shaking the world. Well, it's time to crash. But when I get home tonight, I guess I got to shake my
I've seen so many things that make me wonder, but sometimes it's hard to tell. Yes, it is.
His solo album from 1981, The Visitor. That's Lindsey Buckingham's song, Walk a Thin Line. George Hawkins on lead vocal and bass, Mick Fleetwood on drums, and George Harrison on 12-string guitar. And right before that, we heard another cover of a Fleetwood Mac song, Rattlesnake Shake. And, it's the original songwriter. It's Peter Green playing guitar and singing lead and Mick on drums. What an incredible album. And that was the first solo album from Mick Fleetwood. That very same year that this album is released, 1981, Stevie Nicks steps out for her very first solo album in that same year. The album is called Belladonna. And I happen to have a really interesting vinyl recording of a live performance of one of the songs from Stevie Nicks' first solo album, which was recorded live at the Wilshire Theater, Los Angeles, on December 13th, 1981. The song is called The Edge of 17, and the story goes that Stevie Nicks was talking to Tom Petty's first wife, Jane, and she was telling her that they met when they were just at the age of 17. But she spoke with such a heavy southern accent that Stevie Nicks thought she was saying the edge of 17. So that's where the title for this song comes. And after that, we'll be hearing another interesting recording of another song from Stevie Nicks' following solo album from 1983, The Wild Heart. We'll be hearing Stand Back. Two tracks from Stevie Nicks, The Edge of 17, live.
Just like the wide winged dove sings a song that sounds like she's singing. Ooh, baby, ooh.
Stevie Nicks. Stevie Nicks starts her solo career. We heard two tracks from her first two solo albums, The Edge of 17 from the Belladonna, and we heard a little bit of Stand Back from The Wild Heart, her second album. So in addition to recording with Fleetwood Mac, she continues to do her solo work, and in May of 2011, she releases her seventh solo album. That's 30 years. Belladonna, released in 1981, and then 30 years. What an incredible career. What an amazing songwriter. Let's hear a track from In Your Dreams from May 2011. This song is called For What It's Worth, Stevie Nicks.
Great romance, still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word. It was contagious. Looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. Forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, came through your door for what it's worth. Love, I rode the rails. You came with me because you cared. I was broken, I was scared. You held my hands and took away my fear. We knew it couldn't last, and that was hard. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff, loaded up my car, drove down to your house with good intentions, and came through your door. I got to sing, I got to dance, I got to be a part of a great romance. Still forbidden, still outrageous. Only a few around us knew, but no one said a word. It was contagious. We looked out the windows, we watched the cars fly by. I look at you and I start to cry. What you did was, well, you saved my life. I won't forget it. You said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my car, good intentions, and came through your door. Oh, you said even if I left my girlfriend, packed up my stuff and loaded up my
Stevie Nicks. Her solo album In Your Dreams from May 2011. That song is called For What It's Worth. So we started the program today with one of the latest recordings from Fleetwood Mac, released in April of 2013 from their extended play. Let's hear one more song from that recording. It's interesting because Fleetwood Mac, they made Mick Fleetwood, who is at the core of the band, made an announcement in January of 2014 that Christine McVie is rejoining Fleetwood Mac. And we can be expecting a new album from this talented band sometime in 2015. We're going to hear the song called Sad Angel, which is written by Lindsey Buckingham. And in that Rolling Stone interview with Andy Green back in May of 2013, Lindsey talks about the song Sad Angel. And here's what he says. I wrote that song for Stevie. She always had to fight for everything. She was coming off a solo album and was in the process of reintegrating herself mentally in the band. And we're all warriors with a sword in one sort or another. She and I have known each other since high school. So I just wrote, Sad Angel, have you come to fight the war? We fall to earth together, the crowd calling out for more. Sad Angel.
My eyes were consumed by the silence in the room.
I'm Kathy Geary, and you've been listening to Now and Then, the music of Fleetwood Mac. I hope you enjoyed this program today. Thank you so much for listening. Support comes from the community and from the River Reporter newspaper in Narrowsburg, New York, riverreporteronline.com. It's about 30 seconds before 4 in the afternoon. It's currently 25 degrees at our studios here in Jeffersonville, New York, and this is 90.5 FM WJFF Jeffersonville, New York, and W233AH Monticello, New York, award-winning hydro-powered radio. Yes, even when the water is frozen, we're still hydro-powered. And how are you this afternoon? It's a little chilly outside. It's 25 degrees. It's going down to 15 degrees tonight.